Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Panasonic is expanding its presence in Rochester. Yesterday, the company announced it will be occupying the first and 21st floor of the First Federal Plaza building here in downtown Rochester. Of course, the 21st floor is the site of the Changing Scene restaurant. Panasonic says there are current openings for sales, support, and software and hardware engineering positions. A grand opening and ribbon cutting for the downtown location is scheduled for November.
Corey, the Buffalo Bills are on fire this year, coming out of the gate with that 2-0 record.
2-0, baby!
The first time in 5 years. And tickets for Sunday's first home opener are hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So hot that yesterday the ticket prices were listed just slightly above $100. But the Better Business Bureau is offering up tips to not get ripped off. Tickets bought from secondary markets could be counterfeit. And if they're not genuine, sellers might be marking them up to, you know, make them just a little overpriced.
Some price
and
gouging,
fake.
Yeah.
They could be illegal.
Some fake news tickets.
Some fake tickets. So the Better Business Bureau is encouraging people to, you know, check your ticket, make sure it's actually a seat in the actual stadium, the section, and that the date is correct.
Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, you know what? But here's the thing, though, Corey. If you're going to the game and you're at the tailgate and maybe you're drunk and you find a scalper and you go in with that approach, uh-huh, and you're just like, oh, yeah, cool. And then you get to the gate and you're S-O-L.
Don't want to have that happen, no. Video games gets a lot of a bad rap, Breeze. I mean, it's always brought up whenever there's kind of any school violence, any shooting violence. But here's some research that's coming out about something different. They say that hearts of some video gamers can lapse into arrhythmia during intense gameplay, and this has caused players to pass out. Three boys between the ages of 10 and 15 reportedly lost consciousness while playing a war game. Two of the boys were later found to have undisclosed heart abnormalities. A cardiologist says this rush is similar to athletes or people under stress who suddenly have heart stoppages. So careful of the games your kids are playing. If it's super intense, could be bad for them.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. New York State is the home of a revolutionary new technique that could improve the lives of the dairy farmers here in New York. A new technique for milk was presented during a Rochester dairy conference this week. It's called the millisecond technology, or MST. Researchers say that it'll double the shelf life for milk while maintaining its taste and nutrients, and it'll bring, you know, a little fresher taste to our milk. Right now, only Puerto Rico has this type of technology at their dairy farms. So developers hope that this can expand all throughout the U.S. soon.
A few stories up online at 98pxy.com for you to check out. The same week that his brother Nick Carter and other sister put restraining orders on him, Aaron Carter is claiming that his late sister Leslie sexually abused him from the ages of 10 to 13.
Oh my God.
Major accusation, of course. So all of that up right now. Plus, John Gosselin also throwing out an accusation. He is claiming that, of course, John Gosselin from the John and Kate Plus 8 fame.
Yes, TLC.
Which, of course, been a little while since that show's been on the air.
It's been a minute.
Things went a little awry. He is claiming that back when things were a little rocky, TLC offered him $1 million to stay married to Kate, and that he said no.
That is so aggressive.
$1 million. He also says TLC paid for marriage counseling. I mean, the network did have a lot invested in that show. It was one of the shows that really kind of got them on the map, I feel like, right?
Of course.
It was the first show that kind of made you think, wait a second, TLC stands for the Learning Channel?
Yeah, I had no idea. I didn't know that until right now, actually.
Yeah. It used to be like more documentaries and things like that. And it is obviously sagged into a much different product these days. So read more on that at 98pxy.com. Plus, vote for today's Savage or Sensible, going to a, quote, rich neighborhood to trick or treat. We're getting a little deeper on this one. We're trying to get past is better candy. I'm just going to get the better candy, man. Full candy bars, rich neighborhoods. Yeah, let's go to the Richies.
I love how you said a little deeper. Like, we're literally doing like a brain teaser right now.
No, I've got some more thoughts on this. And a bunch of people want to jump in, by the way. Thank you for everyone who's calling right now. Hang on. We'll get to you coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.